Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Kim and Mike Burge here to bring you a little good stuff for about the next 5 minutes or so. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County this summer. When you're planning your next adventure, consider the Niobrara National Scenic River, one of the best walleye fisheries in the state of Nebraska, Merritt Reservoir. That's also an international dark skies, the first in Nebraska, and home of the Nebraska Star Party starting July 28th. Don't forget the river races coming up soon, June 1st. Fun, prizes, entertainment. You can find out more at visitvalentine.com.
Don't forget about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy. They're not fancy. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news and connecting you with local buyers and sellers. And you know what? The readers appreciate it. They come for one thing: valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see their content. Check out online, tsln.com.
Well, we're just getting out of the Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully everybody had a chance to pay tribute to those fallen soldiers. I have a couple of quotes about Memorial Day and related events here from some folks you probably have heard of for today's beginning on the Good Stuff program. This is from former President Ronald Reagan. "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." How about something from Franklin D. Roosevelt? "Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them." Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And one from Adlai Stevenson II, "Patriotism is not short, frenzied outburst of emotion, but the tranquil and steady dedication of a lifetime." And I'll end it with another Ronald Reagan quote: "Some people live an entire lifetime and wonder if they ever made a difference in the world. A veteran does not have that problem." Again, from Ronald Reagan as we come out of Memorial Day weekend.
That's really good. Thank you for sharing that.
Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
Well, I have a little piece. I guess it doesn't have a name, but a couple in their 90s is having problems remembering things, so they decide to go to the doctor for a checkup. The doctor tells them that they're physically okay, but they might want to start writing things down to help them remember. Later that night, while watching TV, the old man gets up from his chair. His wife asks, "Where are you going?" "To the kitchen," he replies. "Well, will you get me a bowl of ice cream?" "Sure," he says. "Don't you think you should write it down so you can remember it?" He says, "No, I can remember that." "Well, I'd like strawberries on top." "You'd better write that down because I know you'll forget." "I can remember that. You want a bowl of ice cream with strawberries?" "Well, I'd also like whipped cream." "Now, I'm certain you'll forget that, so you'd better write it down." Irritated, he says, "I don't need to write it down. I can remember that. Ice cream with strawberries and whipped cream." He then grumbles into the kitchen. After about 20 minutes, the old man returns from the kitchen and hands his wife a plate of bacon and eggs. She stares at the plate for a moment and says, "Where's my toast?"
How long has it been since you heard a joke about a duck walking into a bar?
They come up occasionally.
Well, a duck walks into a bar and says, "I'll have a beer." The bartender says, "Hey, where did you come from?" The duck says, "I'm working the construction site across the street." And the bartender says, "Well, why are you working construction when you could be making millions in the circus?" And the duck said, "Well, what would a circus want with a brick lane duck?" I didn't say it was a good duck in a bar joke.
No. Well, I don't know. Are there good duck jokes? They're
just
funny.
If you need a quick laugh, yeah.
Yeah, they're funny jokes, that's for sure.
Okay, we better end it up with something good.
Let's try this. At a company water cooler, I bragged about my children's world travels. One son was teaching in Bolivia, another was working in southern Italy, and my daughter was completing a year-long project in India. One co-worker's quip, however, stopped me short. "What is it about you," he asked, "that makes your kids want to get so far away?" Okay, that was so bad. Let's try this. A girl was visiting her blonde friend who had acquired two new dogs and asked her what their names were. The blonde responded by saying that one was named Rolex and the other was named Timex. Her friend said, "Whoever heard of naming their dogs like that?" And the blonde says, "Well, what else are you going to name watchdogs?"
Oh, there you go. I guess we can end on that one. Folks, thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.